This thing on.
You made it, Mr. Johansson.
I made it. Thanks for waiting up for me.
You've dragged a vagabond in with you.
That's right.
Andrew Fagan, how are you
Karen,
doing?
Karen, hey, fancy meeting you here.
Fancy meeting you here. When was the last time you were up here at BFM?
Oh, about 30 years ago, 1994, 95, I think.
Right, has it changed at all?
No.
No, that's right. Hey, so you got together this week for our ultimate Demo Gods, the last one of 2025, and last week we were talking that maybe you wouldn't be able to get in that van, but it was okay?
It was absolutely brilliant. What a great recording studio that Finn's got. It's like a boat or a spaceship, to be honest. It's my kind of scene. And you can't stand up properly either, which is even better.
Really? Do you have to crouch in there, do you, Finn?
I brought in a couple of chairs for the occasion.
Oh, okay, right. And so you got on pretty well together and musically?
Absolutely, yeah.
Finn. I mean, personally as well, but...
I know, we were fighting.
But the music was great. We hate each other.
Yeah, broke a couple of windows.
You can't see at home, but we're seated next to each other with a Perspex glass in between us, like the Eagles.
A pillow.
That's right. Yeah.
A pillow bank.
I've got a black eye too.
Right.
But you could hear that.
So who came out on top then if you've got a black eye? It must have been Finn.
I know, it was just...
I got more internal emotional damage.
I'm not surprised. Won't say me too. No. Okay, so... So,
damn, dude, you
didn't cut. That's a pre-recorded, isn't it?
Hey, okay, so there weren't very many prompts left. After all the prompts I gave you, you had a very sparse choice there, Andrew.
Yeah, well, the space, traveling out into space was the one that I went for.
Exploration of space.
That's it. Very good.
You about did yourself on that one. I feel like, so how did it work? Because you brought me lyrics and chords. How was the writing process for that?
Well, it's a riff that I'd had knocking around for a while, but this gave me the sort of structure and the self-discipline to actually make it into a song, which was fun, you know, real good, real fun, especially working with you, Finn.
Thank you. And yeah, you brought your two guitars.
That's right. I brought my two guitars, one nylon string, both of them got pickups, the one's steel string, and two 1-watt amps too. I've got a small Marshall, you know, 1 watt's run on a 9-volt battery for those that don't know, and the other one's sort of a weird sort of some sort of heavy metal stack type thing. But we ran those, didn't we? Ran both of those, two tracks of clean guitars.
So four guitars in total.
That's it.
And quadruple tracked guitar.
That's it.
I feel like I got an okay sound with that. There was a lot to work with, but you kind of have the punch from the acoustic guitar, the string, the pick on the strings. So you keep that in, and then I guess you just like amp up. I reamped your 1-watt pig noses or whatever they are.
It was great, and also all the other stuff you added to it there, Finn. Good work.
Well, it was a bit of a tall order. Andrew was like, "All right, I'll see you later." We got all the vocals down. We got the walkie-talkie vocals down. I won't say anything more about that unless we were going to spoil it. But then, yeah, I had basically free reign of the mix, which, I mean, since the song was like such a singular vision in the first place, I feel like the instrumentation pretty much wrote itself, but it could have been a bit of a scary situation to have that much power over a demo god.
But you're in time, so that's all good.
Mm.
And in tune.
Well, we did it to a click. That was great. You're a total pro. I feel like we just smashed it out. We got in there and I closed the giant door of the van. I was like, "Yuko, are you okay getting out the tiny weird front door that you have to crawl through a bunch of machinery through to get out?" And Andrew was like, "Of course I am."
It was just like a boat, like my old boats, really well, yeah.
Hearing you say that that was what I hoped you'd say.
It was perfect.
The whole time.
What did you add to it, instrument-wise, Finn?
So if we had...
Or noise-wise.
If we had guitar and vocals, I added bass, and I actually did a lot of going on splice and getting loops. So we've got heavy metal drum loops. I really wanted some toms, like a dun, 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 like almost like a nu metal Korn or something, or Disturbed toms feel. So we've got toms, cymbals, yeah, percussion. And then I sent the mix to Andrew and he came back and was like, "This is great, we just need some theremin," which makes a lot of cultural sense, I think, for the vibe we were going for.
Okay, the exploration of space, and it's called Steel Spaceship. Let's go.
I wrote it wrong. I wrote Steel Spaceship, not Steel Spaceship, but I corrected it.
Well, we're two each.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I thought you were talking about a steel spaceship, which you still might be, but you're actually talking about stealing a spaceship.
Steal a spaceship and go.
And where are you going?
It's kind of like, we're out into space. It's kind of like, you know, people steal cars and they get away with it. Why not?
Really?
Why not steal a spaceship and get out there?
Any destination in mind? Or
we're exploring the universe, Karen.
I see. Okay.
We're going as far as...
It's all in the prompt, Karen.
And okay, so how would you describe this song, Andrew, before we play it?
Well, appropriate.
Appropriate, okay. Well, yeah.
For the vibe of being out, going out there.
You ready then? Everybody ready?
Absolutely.
You've got to strap in.
You've got to strap in.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Everybody strapped in. This is the last Demogod of the year. Andrew Fagan and Finn Johansson. Steel spaceship.
Let's go.
Let's go. Into a real black hole there, boys.
Karen, I thought you said that you'd put Andrew through the security check when he came here.
You copy Karen over.
Yeah, Hunter put Andrew through the security check.
Come in, Karen. I think Hunter might be on cleaning the toilet after this. He did a bad job with the security detail. Andrew brought some walkie-talkies in, and he's driving this whole ship like a tug now. Right. Like a big old tugboat.
Yeah, copy that, Finn. Copy that. Over.
Right. I don't think we'll need you there.
Yeah.
So, the steel spaceship, let's go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Andrew. I think earlier I said that's pretty out there. I thought it was going to be out there, and that's correct. It's the heaviest track we've done all year in Demo Gods, isn't it?
It is, yeah. A couple of tidbits from listening to the song that reminded me. One, the piano at the top was going to be double speed, but then it would have been exactly and in the same key as I Want to Be Your Dog by The Stooges, which I was going for, but sometimes your references are too on the nose, so I had to halve the amount of piano notes. And I want to give a shout-out to Earth Tongue because I was thinking, man, how would Earth Tongue make a track like this, Gussie and Ezra, you know, two-piece sound full? And, well, Gussie puts her guitars through an octave down. She splits her guitar channel into a bass amp and a guitar amp and has an octave down pedal for the bass amp. And so I took all your guitars and I put them down an octave on a separate track and mixed it in. So that's where the giant low end comes from. Well, giant as much as I could mix it. But you know what I mean? It's nice to have
work,
a few
Finn.
Ideas.
Yeah, nice one. Thank you very much. And thank you, Andrew, for being our final guest in the Saturday Spring.
Yes.
Pleasure, Karen, hey?
And what does the summer hold for you? Because I see you've got a guest with you beside Finn in the studio. I happened to spy Jeff Hayden from the Mockers in the studio. Hi,
Hello
Jeff.
Hello there. Hello. I'm here.
He's coming from the UK.
That's right.
And so you're doing some dates over the summer.
Yeah, Mockers are getting out there. We're off on tour, sort of doing a whole lot of weekend hits. I think the first gig's Coro Glen on the 29th of December near Fittianga. And, we're playing with Stella and the Dudes. So it's, it'll be a bit of an extravaganza. Good times.
Great music. And what about you, Finn?
I'm just chilling over the summer. Yeah, we're going down to Poneke, spending some time with the family.
Oh, yeah, say hello to the family from me.
I will.
To your mum. And
they'll love that.
Yeah, they'll be happy to have you home and you can get some rest in your little bedroom there, which is still the same as you left it.
I left it in a pretty crazy condition and it is still like that. So you're right. And how about yourself, Karen?
Staying home, family around for Christmas. Got the small Christmas tree up. It's real though, but it's only about... only a few centimetres high.
Well, say hi to your dad for me.
I will. Yeah, he came up a little while ago. Yes, he's arriving. Yeah. That's right. Hey, so thank you very much for your collabs and your Demo Gods this year. It's been a great success, I think, and I've really loved listening to all the tracks. Very different. I managed to play most of them this morning. I didn't get to awesome. Cathro. I might be able to play it before 11, but...
see how you go.
Yeah, and I said I wasn't going to play any Christmas songs in the show today, but I reckon I got an email yesterday from Renee, Andrew, which pointed me in the direction of you.
Crikey dick.
Yeah, and from a New Zealand Christmas album, 2013.
That's right. It was a fundraiser for Starship Hospital.
That's right, all those years ago. And who sung this originally? This was Irving Berlin and sung by Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby, yeah.
Right.
But it was called White Christmas. And the trouble, it never really translated to New Zealand, I didn't think. So the good thing here is this version's called Bright Christmas. You know, I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas where the wave tops glisten and children listen to hear cicadas in the sun.
Yeah, so different.
None of that snow stuff.
None of that snow stuff. Right, all right. Hey, well, thank you, Andrew. Great to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me here, Karen.
And Finn, thank you for all the work you've done this year, all the mahi, appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for letting me on the show, Karen. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, well, you'll be back, won't you, in February?
I would love to, yeah. We'll see you then with more Demo Gods. I'm recording a few over the summer.
Oh, are you? Great, okay. You haven't got any prompts, though. You mean I've got to do some work?
You might have to do a little bit of work.
Okay, all right. So this is the only Christmas song for the show, and it's Bright Christmas, Andrew Fagan and the People. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. May your days be merry and light, and may all your Christmases be bright. I'm dreaming of a
Yeah, my sentiments exactly. Dreaming of a bright Christmas. Me too. Not sure what the weather's going to be, but it doesn't matter as long as the people that you hold dear are close. And that was Andrew Fagan and the People at Bright Christmas. And thank you for Demo Gods, Finn. And thanks for your text. Scale says, hi, Karen. Demo Gods was another goodie today. Thanks for all the great info and music in 2025. I hope there's heaps more next year. Happy Christmas, Gail. Thank you, Gail. That's a lovely text to receive. And thanks to everyone who's called this morning. Appreciate getting your calls. Great to talk to you in person. And the Saturday Spring, it's the last one for 2025. We have January off. We're back on the 7th of February. But the Saturday Spring's still going on because the wonderful Rachel Ashby is doing the Saturday Spring throughout January. So thank you, Rachel. I very much appreciate the fact that you're going to be here and looking after things. I'm going to play a track now. This is new. They're a young four-piece. They look like just teenagers, really. They might be a little bit older than that, but they're called Robber Robber. They come from Burlington, Vermont in the USA, and that Bing Crosby track, this is another cover. Robber Robber have decided to mess with Elvis Presley, an Elvis Presley hit. One of his big ones, it was 1969's Suspicious Minds. Nina Cates on vocals, and they've done their version of Suspicious Minds, Robber Robber.
Bye.
95BFM, and they're Swedish. They're from Gothenburg. They're a four-piece. I'm probably going to say this wrong, but I think they're called, or I think they're pronounced, Mac the Versken. And it's a new single called Pity Party from their new album, Glass and Bones. Well, it's actually coming out in April of next year, Mac the Versken, Pity Party. That's about it for the Saturday Spring for 2025. Thank you very much for all your communication this morning. Thanks for ringing and thank you for texting. My thanks also to George Henderson for coming into the studio this morning for his song from Insane Times. And you can catch his music blog on Substack under that name, Songs from Insane Times. He does, as he said, it's bi-weekly. Thank you so much to Finn Johansson and Andrew Fagan for Demo Gods. We went right into a black hole there. Totally Wired is next with Hunter. And thank you so much for supporting the show this year. We'll be back in the new year on February the 7th. In the meantime, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that. I hope you have a good break if you've been working all year. And just, as I said, enjoy the people that you love and keep those people close to you. It's all that really matters. I'm going to end with a track which I think is good for the season. Wonderful album that came out this year from The Raincoats, Gina Birch. She was in The Raincoats. She went on to do solo projects. She's been writing and recording ever since. She's a filmmaker. She paints as well. She was 70 this year, Gina Birch, and her solo album this year was called Trouble. And she says it refers to all the mini revolutions that have occurred in my life, not following the usual paths, falling down holes, making the same mistakes over and over. Trouble of being a young woman at a time our options were generally secretary, mother or sex worker. Trouble I've caused and trouble I'm in. Couldn't be more fitting to end the year. Thanks for listening, and Hunter standing by for Totally Wired next. Catch you in 2026.
Saturday Spring with Karen Hay.
She gave me feeling, but some say I've died. hand in my love, cause I'm tired of resigned. Drugs don't work, I've tried a thousand times. Still a ceiling of me, always seem to collide. This week in family league, he stayed inside. Watch the creeps hit him when the woodwork squeaks with his lazy eye. Some days are fine, but as the spring tightens, he seems to unwind. Stress islands, let's just leave it behind. I'm high. Watch the news as he brews another cup of chai. There's no god, at least one that meets his eye. Holding his hands to the sky, to the empty bags of my mind.